For the last several years, we have watched with great interest this strip of land along Henderson that's going to be developed that I think really is sort of going to reignite that area. But it has been a long time. I mean, probably a decade. But finally, last month, they broke ground on the Henderson Avenue project. At least I think that's what it's called. Mark Masetter is, you know, from, well, he's the guy that puts all the Apple stores and J. Crews and Warby Parker's, but it's been, I think, his passion for a long time, along with Kristen Simon. And Mark Masetter joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's amazing to be here, and thanks for the invitation.
So it really has been, hasn't it been a decade that you guys have had this? And you've had, I mean, I've seen a jillion different plans for this, but this is that strip, in the broad sense, sort of between Ross Avenue, I guess, and Central Expressway.
Right. Yeah, we actually started acquiring property in 2012. That's how far back it goes. We're 12 plus years into this endeavor.
So, but like I say, your real job. I mean, you've got this Open Realty, and you're part of Newmark, and you know you work in California, New York, and D.C. and Canada and Asia and all over every place. Why do you keep coming back? What is it about this strip along? It's like a quarter of a mile strip along Henderson Avenue.
Yeah. Well, I started investing and developing in real estate many, many years ago, probably in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Besides Henderson Avenue, probably the most notable thing was our project, a partnership with Femi Carahan and Robert Shaw and Invesco up at Legacy West.
Legacy West, of course.
And which we're still very much a part of. But this has been something really important to me. I felt many years ago that one of the things that was missing in Dallas was a very important retail and food and beverage district, a real street like you find in some of the other cities. And probably the muse I use the most is a street called Abbot Kinney in Venice Beach, just outside of Los Angeles. And I just felt like Dallas could use an Abbot Kinney. And so that became my inspiration.
What I've read is that they think this could be the sort of Clyde Warren Park for East Dallas. So describe, it's not just restaurants and it's not just, you know, what is it? Is it mixed use?
It's mixed use. And so the development is mixed use. It's primarily retail, a small amount of food and beverage, and some very interesting creative office above some of the retail. Highly amenitized office. And I would say it is a collection of 10 buildings. And hopefully what you'll see is that all 10 buildings look very different. We did not want to build what something looks like a project. We wanted to build something that was very interesting, that kind of became part of the fabric of that neighborhood. And we wanted each building to have its own voice. So it looked like your family might have built a building, and my family built a building, and somebody else's built a building. And so yes, it is a development, because you've got to organize something around organizing principles of development. But from a design perspective, it is 10 separate buildings.
You know, it's interesting. There are two things that I caught when you were describing it, and both of which had been given up for dead. Brick and mortar, for one, for retail.
Right.
Everybody is online, and maybe they'll go by someplace and take a look, but then they'll go home and buy it on their computer. So brick and mortar is supposed to die. And then office, post-COVID. Was supposed to die out. People didn't need offices anymore. Nobody wanted to build office buildings. We had a glut of office buildings. I mean, they're turning them into condominiums. But you're going out and you're running contra.
Well, I'm probably, that's the way I've always been. First of all, when you think about retail, I laughed from the very beginning when people said retail was dead, because I've been very fortunate to work with some amazing merchants and some really amazing brands over the years.
Apple, Restoration Hardware, Warby Parker.
Yeah, Warby. Yeah. And a lot of the private equity guys that were behind them. And in some cases, we got to invest in them. And so what we saw early on was how expensive customer acquisition costs is when you do things online. It's not profitable.
Really?
And I always felt like there would be a boomerang when people realized, A, the acquisition cost of that customer is so expensive, and B, the store experience, when done well, is the best customer acquisition experience and the cheapest. And so you think about a brand like a Warby Parker, who started off direct consumer.
Right.
Look at where they are today, and they have a significant brick and mortar presence, and it's what's helping grow their omni channel. The store is more important than ever before. It's a very purposeful decision.
And they're often, you're not just building office. And this is the first time I've ever heard this term, hotelized.
Hotelized.
So what does that mean? This is an office building that's like a hotel?
No, it is an office that's highly amenitized and highly serviced. And so I give Tristan Simon a lot of credit for creating this very special intellectual property, this IP that's behind the as part of the chassis of our office building, so that when you are one of the tenants in this office building and you want a really nice lunch served or a breakfast served or a smoothie midday, we have a kitchen that's going to prepare, you know, a delicious meal, or if you want to have a special meeting around a conference table, or you want drink served, or a special coffee service, it's all right there. So it's like, this is not a private club, right? This is not like the Park House. If you office here, this is your club.
Yeah.
And it's just for you. And we believe the office of the future, at the premium level, that is what is necessary. You have to make the home better, the office better than the home.
So you've been working on this through acquisition for a dozen years, longer than I thought.
Yeah.
So is this what you would have built pre-COVID? Did that change anything?
It did not. If anything, it gave me more conviction. The only thing that time has given us is the ability to tweak some of the design, the fine brush.
Yeah. So are you building it? Do you build it all at once, or how do you start?
We're absolutely building it all at once.
Oh my gosh.
So we got the hole in the ground going right now, but the COVID did not change our thoughts about office. You're in an office right now. I'm in an office right now. And I think, the ethos of the Dallas-Fort Worth area about work is very different than other parts of the country. We're workers, and a lot of people are back to work in their office. And we're excited about the product that we're delivering. It's going to be different than what most people have.
I think it's really fascinating. Like I say, it seems like, the link. There's a Knox Henderson exit. Knox is just going like crazy. But
right.
Henderson is that other side. And maybe this is the bridge, between Highland Park, Park Cities,
and
Old East Dallas, Lakewood, Greenville.
That's
Avenue,
it.
Right, that area.
That's it. I mean, to us, I was just on the telephone with a very important brand. And they were talking about Dallas and Knox Henderson. And what I said to them is, Knox Henderson is an exit. It's been an established boulevard in this community for a really long time. I said, all I want is you to come to the neighborhood. If you want to go on the Knox side, I'll be thrilled to have your brand as part of our district and part of our street and part of our city. And some people are going to want to be on the Henderson side. Some people are going to be on the Knox side. But I'm cheering for those guys. They're friends of mine. They're doing some amazing stuff over there. And I'm cheering for Knox Henderson.
So so it's under construction right now. It's been under construction about a month or so. So right. when do we start being able to take an office there or dine there or get an apartment there?
Yeah, so we should be complete and people should be moving in Q4 of 26. So that's what we're doing, and that's when we're going to deliver.
Well, I know you've been waiting for this for a long time. It's like being pregnant for a decade, but it's close. And we're going to talk to Tristan too about some of his concepts. We'll have him on the show. But Mark Masseter is the managing partner, co-founder of Ignite Rebies and Open Realty, and going to give us, I think, something special. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it. It was great seeing you and great hearing you and appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
Well, we'll check back on progress. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.